kids the whole message is simple, that it's part of how I grew up. You know, I grew up in a house where we always had to give. You know, and we were taught to give. You know, we were taught to serve other people and not to be selfish and think just about yourself. So I think part of it is rooted in me, you know, in terms of my upbringing. And my mom would be a strong inspiration in my life for that because she's always served. And so I guess I picked up that gene and that DNA, and that's inspired me all my life to keep serving. And as a joy, I say to people that, you know, the greatest fulfillment that we get in life comes from serving, you know, because it brings you fulfillment and it brings you a sense of having more in life than just the little bit. You know what I mean? You see more, you learn more, you share stories with people, you find ways creatively that you can solve problems together. There's a big sense of oneness, and we're all one big community. Yes, we all come in different ways, but we're one. You know, we really are one. So, but that inspiration, I think, comes from both my faith, but also from my mom. Faith is big for me. I've been a Christian for as long as I can remember, you know, from childhood. And I've walked a journey. I mean, life has not always been very easy. I mean, losing my dad, you know, and a few other challenges like everybody has, you know. I think when you go through those challenging moments and you draw back on your faith, you then realize how important that faith is in terms of just everyday life, you know, and getting through some of the difficulties of life. So for me, my faith is integral to everything that I do. It drives me, it motivates me, it sustains me. It lifts me up when I need to be lifted up. I mean, it keeps me believing in all the possibilities of what still lies ahead for me to do. So, faith is everything. I think Milton Keynes is a lovely city. There are a lot of people in Milton Keynes who have dreams and aspirations for the city of Milton Keynes. I have found it not easy, but I've found it very nice to be amongst people who have a similar vision of wanting to make the city a better place. I've been involved in a number of initiatives across Milton Keynes, and I just love the can-do spirit, and you catch it. You know, if you're in Milton Keynes, it's very difficult to see things you can't do, you see things you can do, you know, because that's the spirit of Milton Keynes. I'm still with the food bank, and I've been with the food bank since 2006. When I started with the food bank, we were a little tea container in the car park at Milton Keynes Christian Center. And now the food bank is in a space in Kelvin Farm, serving more than 25 households in Milton Keynes. So it's grown significantly over those 17 years or so that have been part of leading the food bank. And it's a two-sided story, because on one side, you want to feel like there's no need for a food bank in Milton Keynes. People are doing well, and obviously my dream is that we shut down the food bank because everybody is able to sustain themselves and have enough and all of that. But that's not the message. You know, on the contrary, year on year, it's just increased. You know, the amount of households, the families, the children that the food bank serve just keeps going up. I mean, even this year, I think we're at almost 50% more than what we've done last year in terms of service. So whether that's cans of food or, you know, money, it all comes in from Milton Keynes. So we see the poverty side, which is real, but we also see the generosity side, which is a can-do spirit in Milton Keynes, where everybody is doing a little bit to just help one another. So that would be my reflection. I'm one of the founding members, so there are a number of people who were involved actually in setting up MKEBC, which is the Milton Keynes Ethnic Business Community. And it's a community of professionals, it's a community of entrepreneurs, it's a community of, you know, people who from an